from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
He's finally made it. Ahmed, fighting traffic to get here. Let's get him in here.
Oh, looking happy and healthy.
Hey guys.
Hi, Ahmed.
How are you?
Good.
Sorry, it took me
3 days
to get
here.
Well, you've been out of the country for a while, right?
I've been living in Malaysia.
Okay, so when you come back to Los Angeles and you're like, oh, great, it takes 3 hours to go, you know.
Didn't you take the camel lane? Come on, man.
You know what? You know what's so funny? I almost did. Like, I did for about 30 seconds, and then I was like, just in case,
yeah.
I get pulled over, and then sure enough, I got back in the regular lane, and a cop drove right past me. I was like, that was...
We were talking earlier about superpowers.
I heard the whole show.
Do you have a superpower that you think that you might be able to do something?
I could drink tequila nonstop.
You don't get to that point where you're like, I gotta go lay down.
I don't get sick as long as it's Blanco and it's good.
Yeah.
Like, like the good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I product placement here?
Yeah. What do you like?
Don Julio Blanco.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I could literally drink shots of that all night, and I'm just like, hey, let's go. Running or whatever.
Let's go running.
Because what did we learn? We had some tequila the other day, and you know, when you drink whiskey, it's a depressant or whatever, and you start to get sleepy. But a tequila is a agave, so it's different. It's
a stimulant.
Yeah.
It actually, like, I feel, I don't know, I just get like creative on it and awake and alert. Whiskey, I can't do. I do get depressed, and it makes me angry. Mm-hmm. I brood.
Yeah, right.
When I drink, and I want to smoke cigars.
Can you find good tequila in Malaysia?
Not really. They haven't. Progressed.
Yeah, what's their version of tequila? They're not.
They have
off.
Like Patron. Some places will have Don Julio. Some. Malaysia is pretty. It's a pretty progressive place, and they're actually going to consider it a developed country in 2020. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I moved there a year ago.
Years ago they did a story about a kid who like he littered and they like cut his hand off or something?
I think that's Singapore, which used to be part of Malaysia, and then they branched off and started their own. Let me just give you a little lesson.
Yeah, exactly. A history lesson for Heidi and the rest
of
us.
Well, I haven't seen you guys in a couple years.
I know.
So a lot's happened.
Good to have you back on the show. Ahmed with us. He's going to be, I guess you've launched your solo world tour called Oriental Pharaoh.
Yeah.
And you're going to be performing at Levity Live in Oxnard this Thursday, and also the Irvine Improv on Friday, Hollywood Improv on Saturday. For tickets, you go to ahmedahmed.com. So you moved, but what was the motivation of a move like that? I mean, that's big.
A lot happened.
From Venice Beach, California.
Well, remember the good old days?
Yeah.
A lot's happened. Like, I think when Donald Trump became president, that kind of was a little bit of like, hey, let's get out of here.
A lot of people tried to do that, and Ahmed actually went.
No, everybody was like, if he gets elected, I'm out of here. And I was like, yeah. And then he got elected, and I was like, let's go. And everyone's like, I have a family and a mortgage and a job. And I didn't. So I got this job working for this company. It was also weird, too. It was a weird time for stand-up comedy in L.A. specifically. It started getting super... like politically weird, and it's just, I don't know. I think I imploded. I hit a wall, you know, and that happens in Los Angeles. And then like right around that, I was in China. I was touring China. President Trump was becoming president, and a lot of sexual harassment charges were happening back to back. That's not why I moved. I just want to put that out.
He's innocent. Where's our drummer?
But then I started like, because a lot of people were getting popped and accused, and then like a lot of them were disastrous stories. Like the Harvey Weinstein he was the worst. And I think they're making a movie about his life. Did you hear about it?
Mm-mm, what?
Yeah, apparently Kevin Spacey's going to play Harvey Weinstein.
He's a great actor.
Co-starring Bill Cosby.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And R. Kelly. So it's going to be a sleeper hit.
All the greats.
All the greats. So, I got this job working as a producer in Asia, and I've been there for a year. I've been to like 8 countries, Japan, China, Singapore, Philippines, Thailand. And I've written this, like, all this new material. So I was like, well, let me bulletproof it. No pun intended. Let me bulletproof it in America, because if it's funny in the U.S., it's funny anywhere. So
is far, that true? So good.
I think so. I mean, I've traveled around the world enough to realize that most of the world listens to American humor, whereas Americans aren't necessarily listening to global humor.
So there's no language problem. There's no...
Like Mr. Bean is funny in the UK, not really funny in America.
Right.
Except to Frosty.
Except to Frosty. Frosty is the most hilarious thing he's ever seen.
Yeah, I saw a Mr. Bean movie in London, and people were literally falling into the aisles laughing. They couldn't breathe. So I said, Frank, go to see this movie. It's in silence. No one laughed. He was like looking at me the whole time, like, one of you like, done.
Really? This is the funniest movie of all time.
Yeah. No, I think stand up comedy. I think you were talking about it earlier about being the court jester. Was that you?
Yeah.
Being thrown to the lions, having talents and stuff. I think stand up comedy and music is probably the last thing that'll keep you on this earth. If you can, and cooking, let's say, you know, if you can do those three things, you could probably survive.
How do crowds in other countries respond to a stand up comedy? Do they laugh out loud? Or do they politely golf clap?
It depends. I mean, America's like that too. It's gotten so PC here, you can't say anything these days.
Right.
But in Malaysia and around Asia, it's a lot of expats, and then the locals are laughing at stuff that I'm making fun of locally. So, like, I've picked up on a lot of there's just a lot of funny stuff happening in Malaysia. Like, they do to practice a lot of, like, black magic and voodoo and witchcraft.
That's hilarious.
I found it.
what do you mean?
They
put spells on people?
It's a story that I do in my stand-up, so I'll just give you a short version of it. They have this, it's a thing that women will practice in order to trap their men and turn them into zombies. So he has to follow his wife around for the rest of his life and live in her shadow.
It's
and
called
do
a marriage license.
Yeah. In America. Yeah. They practice this thing called nasi kangkang. Nasi means rice, kangkang means legs spread open, essentially.
Okay.
And what the woman does is she'll steam a bunch of white rice in the rice cooker, and then when it gets hot enough, remove the lid and then squat over the rice nude, allowing the steam to rise and permeate into their, you know,
rice.
Yeah, I think I saw that recipe on Gwyneth Paltrow's website. That's where they got the name Goop.
And then they'll feed this rice to their men.
Yeah.
And then he'll take a bite or two, and then turns into this zombie.
Right.
So I didn't believe it when my friend told me. I went home and I Googled nasi kangkang. I was up till 6 a.m. Googling nasi kangkang.
Just on images.
Images alone. They made a movie about it, for God's sakes. So then, anyway, it just kind of progresses from there, and it's.
I think that's like it's. Other cultures have done that too. I've heard of
Louisiana,
of the sweat rice.
The sweat. Oh, I didn't know
It might be a voodoo
and
thing where
that
black magic has traveled around from the Caribbean islands. Where,
it's whenever you put your bodily fluids into a food.
There's a thing called engagement chicken too. All I know is it's called engagement chicken.
Right.
I don't know anything other than that. I'm just. But maybe some woman listening right now goes, oh, engagement chicken? But it must be the same thing. I'm making chicken. I'm doing something with it that when you
you're
eat it, you're going to be
with
like,
that damn rice.
I got to get that girl a ring. I got to get that lady a ring.
Is there an equivalent like divorce sushi where you want to fall out of love and get rid of me?
How do I get him to leave me? God.
I'll just cook some rotten food for him.
Yeah, there was a friend of mine. She was dating a guy in a rock band, and they'd recently like became famous and started going on tour, and to prevent him from going on the road and cheating on her with a bunch of groupies, she made him some sweat rice and hoping that he would be committed to her. And I don't know exactly if that worked or not because they're no longer together.
Oh.
Yeah, she forgot to add
the
peas
to
and carrots or something. I don't know.
I forgot to squat over it. I set him off the Tupperware and I didn't squat.
She did armpit over the rice. It's like, no.
The sweat didn't work. I need to squat.
Something.
Well, I got to work the next day and all my coworkers were looking at me like, were you partying last night? You have bags under your eyes. You look tired. I said, no, I was up till 6 a.m. Googling this thing, nasi kangkang. They're like, what'd you find? I said, you have no idea. And there's this Chinese girl at work who sits next to me. She's on her laptop, not even fazed by the story. She's like, you know, there's a Chinese version for that.
Oh.
I said, you guys have Chinese kangkang? What is it? And she says, you don't want to know. I said, no, tell me what it is. And then she told me. They take it to a whole new level. They do it like New Orleans, Louisiana style, where the woman will.
I
don't know.
I know Ahmed's like,
take it and stuff it.
I don't know if I can say this on the air. They take the period.
Yes. Oh, right. Until
it turns into
that monthly moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Until it turns into, I guess, powder, and then they like salt bay, sprinkle it on the rice.
Oh, really? Wow.
Chinese kangkang.
Wow.
Sichuan kangkang. I'm just like, what?
Is that vegan?
Oh my God.
I'm like, what's going on in Asia, bro? So how about just rice?
Yeah, right?
Just make me
just
dinner.
Cook some nice dinner once in a while.
I don't need any of your kangkang in there.
Yeah. So. Minestrone.
Ahmed hanging out with us. Be sure and go see him at the Levity Live in Oxnard either Thursday, and then Irvine Improv on Friday, Hollywood Improv on Saturday. Ahmed for tickets, ahmedahmed.com. Now you've been around the world several times. As far as the women of the world, the most beautiful. Where are we finding them?
Well, women are beautiful all over the world.
I'm a diplomat,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ambassador.
I mean that's true, man. I've been in like I don't know 40 countries. I don't think I've like been to a country where I'm like, oh, that woman's not attractive, you know. Mm-hmm. It just depends.
But have you been to a country where you were surprised that the women were attractive? Like I went to Germany, and I was really surprised that the hottest women in the world are in Germany. It seems
I've traveled through Germany. I haven't actually. I've just transited through the airport, so I haven't spent time there. But I would. This is going to be a shock. Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Yeah. Even the women are covered, and I'm almost like, oh, now I can see why they're covered.
You finally see one uncovered, you're like, oh, you can't walk the streets. You're right. Too beautiful.
Yeah, you're too hot. Yeah.
So they're way too hot. That's why they're covered.
I think that might be part of it, because you just don't know what they look like. And I was fortunate enough to go into like some family homes and stuff where women were allowed to unveil.
Even with somebody who's not a member of the family?
I wasn't a member, but I was like friends with the husband or the father. My parents were there. It was like a safe bet. And they would take off their veils and their hijab, and they were just like smoking hot.
Whoa.
And I was like,
then you have to play it cool, because like I really can't be like looking at her.
Yeah, I can't be like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, hey, look at you.
Hey, how about some ankle, huh?
I'll take what's mine, curtain number two.
You feel like making some rice tonight?
Let's make a deal here.
Have you performed for a room full of, when you look out, you see a sea of, you know, burqas and hijabs and...
Yeah, I made a documentary years ago. It's on Netflix right now. It's about to be expired. So if you have Netflix, you have about a month to watch it. It's called Just Like Us, and there's a scene in Saudi Arabia where we're performing in front of like 1,500 Saudi men and women, and all the women are very covered, you know, and but they're just like, you know, I think they were laughing.
He saw some shoulder movement.
I saw some of this. But yeah, that happens, you know. And then like in the U.S. as I'm doing this tour, you know, the hijabis will show up, and that's always nice to diversify, you know. Comedy in one country for too long can get redundant, so it's nice to go out and see what works and everything. And it's nice too, because, you know, we were talking about the whole Middle Eastern thing and stuff. I'm originally from Egypt, as you guys know.
Yeah, so we're Middle Western. We're from Indiana.
Middle Western, okay. So I think we're cousins, actually. Yeah. She might be related.
Yeah.
No, I'll get, like, messages. I'll get messages from people sometimes that are like, you're not Arab. You're black.
You're in denial?
And I'm like... I'm in denial.
Wait, you're Egyptian. So they don't see you as...
Well, because that's the sort of arguments. Like my black friend's like, yo, man, you Arab. And I'm like, well, technically I'm black. I'm like, you. And they're like, no, you Arab. And I'm like, well, technically I'm black, because technically I'm from North Africa, which is...
Africa.
You're an African American, because now you're here, right?
You.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Wakanda, Heidi, Wakanda. Wakanda forever. So now I'm trying to just get black roles in Hollywood. Why not? I mean, technically. So if I don't get an audition for an African American role, then I'm gonna call racism.
Yeah, I mean, Charlize Theron's African American.
Yeah, she's not kidding. She's not.
Yeah, she's South.
South
Africa.
Still Africa.
So, yeah, still Africa. Still Africa.
I'm Northern.
Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both still black.
Right. So wait, Ahmed,
you and Charlize Theron should be coming to America's Secret. And I know they're rebooting everything, you know?
That would be the best role of my life.
That would be great.
So, Ahmed, what is your middle name?
It's a kind of a long story, but I'll give you the quick. My real name is Ahmed Abu Bakr Ahmed Muhammad Ali Abdul Wahab Kawedia.
So, say what?
So,
you know, like the Latinos do it. And some
one of those, a confirmational name or baptismal?
They just kind of have to, like, confirm all your fathers and forefathers. Like, it's a family tree kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when my dad was immigrating to the U.S. in 1970, the guy at the immigration office was like, you get three. You get a first, a middle, and you can't have eight names and stuff. So my mom just liked the name Ahmed so much. So it's actually Ahmed Abu Bakr Ahmed, but I go by Ahmed Ahmed.
Okay, so Abu Bakr?
Abu Bakr.
Oh. Abu Bakr. So is that your father's name?
That's my father's name.
He goes first, yes. And then all of his grandfather, great-grandfather,
correct.
Whatever.
And I was able to trace back to Khawidia. That was the first guy, I guess.
Wow.
Does Abu mean something? Abu Bakr is like
father.
Like, oh, father.
Yeah.
Okay. So like two dogs.
Is it an Indian name? Oh my God! Why do you ask?
You just want to be an Abu Bakr. You don't want to be a mother Bakr.
Yeah, you don't want to be a mother Bakr. You want to be an Abu Bakr. You can be an Uncle Bakr. Well, hold on, real quick. Before I forget, you were talking because I was listening and I didn't know you had this talent. But you said you can listen to anything, anytime, and just copy it right away?
Kind of, yeah. My family just, I guess it's in our DNA or genes. It's my whole family's kind of like that, but I'm here to that. I hear a song and I can sit down and play.
And you can play any instrument?
No, maybe just keyboards mainly.
Oh, bull.
I can play saxophone. A lot of other things.
Sax too? I want to take you to a piano bar and have some drinks with you and just see what happens.
Cool.
Oh yeah, you'll have a blast.
We'll be like, you know, the movie The Hustler. He'll walk in and like act like he doesn't know how to play the piano.
I've never seen a piano before.
And he just gets on. He's like Elton John.
Yes.
And all these women come around.
Yes.
It'll be more like Rain Man. The Hustler.
Eddie, we'll have to get home at 4 p.m. People score.
Sadly, I can't play like I used to because I fell about 4 years ago on my right hand and broke my finger practically off.
Oh, wow.
So they reset it. So now it's like shorter than it used to be.
Play is for domestic abuse.
Yeah, so it's like having... So now I miss a lot of notes up there because the finger doesn't go where it used to go. There's nothing but space at the end of the finger.
Well, you can play one-handed, right?
Yeah. That's what he's been doing since he was 12. Yeah.
That's all I do. Play the organ one-handed. Yeah.
Ahmed, so fun having you on the show. And be sure and go see him at Levity Live in Oxnard this Thursday. Or Irvine Improv this Friday and Hollywood Improv this Saturday. AhmedAhmed.com for your tickets.
So good to see you.
Good to see you back, man.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, guys. Do you guys want to come to one of the shows? Are you guys available?
Yeah, let's see who's one of the closest to me.
I have. where are you these days?
I'm still out in like Woodland Hills area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still out.
Oxnard, I'm doing.
Yeah.
But you guys get up too early.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
And then
show.
Saturday, Hollywood, if you guys want to.
Yeah.
I have a promo code. Can I throw that out?
Yeah,
throw
it out.
Yeah.
Promo code for my show is Pharaoh.
Oh, I thought you were going to. It would have been hilarious if you were like, Ahmed, Abu,
Bakara, 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 Ahmed. AhmedAhmed.com. Code Ahmed. No,
it's if you,
if you type in Pharaoh, that's the promo code.
That's Pharaoh.
Correct.
I did Pharaoh.
I tried Pharaoh.
It's with an F.
It didn't work.
No,
F-A-L-H-O, Pharaoh.
And if you DM me the day of the show, I'll do a half off promo code.
Awesome, man.
DM me on Instagram at Ahmed Comedy.
Meantime, I want to check out your Netflix Just Like Us where it goes poof and goes.
Oh, I think that's a really good film. It's one of my better ones.
Oh, thanks.
Aren't we in that?
Oh, my sister says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi, sis.
She asked me to get you guys some more of her.
Yeah,
body dynamite. Oh,
yeah,
sugar dynamite.
Sugar dynamite.
I'll have her ship some to the studio.
All right, we love her.
Let's see. Right now, if you want to be caller 25 at 895-5KLOS to get the running for the $5,000 that we're giving away this Friday, plus you'll win a pair of tickets to the KLOS Gnarly Town at the LA Waterfront Berth 46 on Saturday, June 22nd. So looking for caller 25. Right now to qualify for the 5K Fridays. All right. Thank you, Ahmed, for coming.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
Always fun. Good to have you back in the States.
Yeah.
How long are you here?
I'm here through end of May. Technically, I have a couple dates. I'm going to, dart around the U.S. Yeah, but I'm here kind of on and off till end of May. So if you guys have
spread the word about our show when you get back to Malaysia.
Always. Yeah. Well,
download the app.
You guys are, yeah. I mean, because people
and
in Malaysia.
And what's the name of the rice thing again? Say it again.
Nasi kangkang.
Nasi kangkang.
It's like your stripper name.
Yeah, I know someone's having for dinner tonight.
I'm looking at it. I'm going to go YouTube that stuff. Nasi Kong.
She's skipping the rice, though. She's going right in, right in. For the...
It's called cutting out the middleman.
There you go. Save.
All right. We do need to apologize to those of you that we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
Sorry to China Hometown Buffet, California Gas Refineries, and White Irishman.
My dad, salad smokers, tongue babies, and that slippery slope guy. You know him.
Seed salesman, Charlize Theron, Keira Knightley, and Cool Whip.
Psychics, Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, Benny and the Jets, and Immortals.
Sudoku solvers, the Invisible Man, pigs and trucks, and people who study stuff for 6 months, Eric.
Butterflies, Cuban baseball players, 23-year-olds, and old guys at the gym with wrinkled asses.
People who smell, ugly ducklings, AOC, and blind and deaf women.
Smoked oysters, hot Saudi Arabian women, acting students, and vagina steamers.
Ahmed, Ahmed, 2 Chainz, soiled doves, and the Red Cross. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.